They also broadcast Miss Jessica's show every morning.
Okay, K does now?
KPFK, we have letters from Washington every morning.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
That's what it's called, right, Mitch's show?
Yeah.
He's on every morning.
Oh.
So what we were talking about, actually, is doing something monthly, getting something out monthly. And, you know, we could just start something, actually. And I think, Ursa, forgive me, I can't remember. Oh, it's Diane, right, in New York.
Yeah,
who,
Diane.
Diane in New York. I know she's interested in doing some writing. Would you be interested in taking some initiative on getting information, Ursula, you think?
Well, I don't know what that means. I mean, Diane can take a lot of initiative. I think she would need directives from us.
Right.
I don't think she's going to think this through for us because it's not really her place to do that.
Right. But if we gave her some ideas, she could. I mean, let's say hypothetically, if we identified some affiliate stations that we just want to get some information from, could she perhaps call them and talk to somebody there? Or if we gave her
someone
to call, that's something she could do, right?
So, you know, Heather, Diane knows you. She was involved with doing Radio South.
She was involved with what? Sorry.
Implementing Radio South, so she remembers you.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Okay, so. So now one of the things we could do right off the bat, which is the month of May, and around the end of May, we could probably get something from one of our affiliate stations on the Pacifica Network website, actually, some comments. Now, something about what's happening. I would be particularly interested in finding out, I personally would be interested in finding out about some of the alternative energy initiatives that some of the radio stations are using. I think it's really interesting. So even if we wrote up something about that, I would be interested in that. I don't know how the rest of you feel about this, but it's something that we could just start with. Now, I think it would also be really good if we got information from not just the affiliates, but from the Pacifica stations as well, right? That we could all be sharing with each other. I know that the major issue is to come up with an idea of content and how we want that to look. That's something that I know, need to work on and develop. But the other thing that we've talked about is to, as far as the newsletter is concerned, all right, so you have something on the website, but that we begin communicating some of this news through emails as well. And Ursula, do you want to say anything about that?
Well, I think the best way to start doing this is basically you put a story in. Even if we're lucky, we put a photograph on the homepage of PacificaNetwork.org, and then write a abbreviated version of the story, to send out an email with a link to PacificaNetwork.org if you want to, you know, saying to find out more, whatever. I think that's the most efficient way to start with this newsletter.
Campbell for a stack.
John for the stack.
Can I also, Heather, make one other comment about content?
Yeah.
You know, I've been listening to this discussion. This discussion started last month, and it seems to be continuing and developing. And it seems like, you know, there's a number of things can be in the newsletter. You know, it doesn't have to be one thing or the other. And it seems like, I mean, I do think it's important that the newsletter really makes sure that it doesn't overshadow the affiliates with other organizations. So we do want to make sure that there is really information about the affiliate stations themselves and, you know, opinions and ideas from the affiliates as media groups. But I don't think that, you know, listening to what you're saying, Campbell, I don't think that necessarily excludes what you're trying to do, which is then also bring in some sort of commentary or, you know, added perspective from some other group. I think that, you know, it can just be another feature of the newsletter.
Sure.
And, you know, I think this all could work together. And in a way, I think what you're doing, Campbell, I think there is kind of this underlying idea somehow that there's a growing interest for Civica to collaborate more with other news agencies for election coverage or whatever. So, you know, there seems to be some sort of tacit consensus about that. that I hear in our discussion as it grows.
I think
try it.
Try and do it.
Let's see where it goes.
Madam Chair.
Yeah.
Yes.
Campbell, you, and then John as well. Go ahead.
This is precisely what we had mentioned several months ago when we were describing the newsletter, that we would have some material that would be very pertinent to what's going on now in the in the country or in the world. We would have some material that would relate to say the development of the affiliates program and where it is and why, and we would have the human interest types of things that we have several of the things that Ursula has already provided for us. Sophia's provided some information supportive of that as well. And also we had talked about including some technical issues that would be of interest. So this would be a magazine type of e-newsletter. And some of the things, while they might be rather lengthy kinds of correspondences, if you, just, say, took the I'm trying to remember the gentleman in Georgia, I believe it was. You take the development of that radio station, that could be a very lengthy sort of thing. Well, it could be done in portions. It could be separated in parts. And so some of the information we already have, some of it would relate to things that would be novel for some of the folks in the affiliates program, maybe newer folks, and some of the folks who are more experienced in the affiliates program might feel inclined to contribute material on, what they've accomplished, in an innovative context, or maybe what needs to be done, what the needs are. And that's the kind of thing that I think we had, and I thought that we had in mind when we were first talking about this, so that it doesn't all fall on any one person, but it does require vision, and it does require someone to kind of, jumpstart this, and, to take it from just words on a page to where it can be some things that are assembled, and then we can look at putting, editing and putting it together and getting it out the door. Let me tell you, I've done plenty of writing newsletters, magazine-type things in the past, and, the very hardest one is the first one that you do. And, then after, after that, people begin to say, oh, that's what you're talking about. And then they find that they can make a contribution and that they're, in fact, excited about doing so because, this is allowing them to communicate with their colleagues and, with other folks who are sharing their interests and concerns. The situation with regard to a number of stations that are in on reservations and whatnot, that's certainly a very important kind of thing. And I think that the stories that people have had to undertake to accomplish things such as, what we had on that brochure cover, that's just fabulous stuff. And at least it is for me. Now, maybe I've got an untoward interest in, affiliates programs and what we're doing in so far as working with our affiliates. But I think that is great stuff. And in so far as community radio is concerned, this is stuff that I just would think that once we get it going, it's going to, not be a difficult thing to move forward. Thank you. And I'm sending out this piece now, and I'll hit the send button in just a moment as soon as I put my name at the bottom.
I would like to say something.
Oh, this is John.
Oh, John's.
John.
It sounds like a great idea, and three things. First, Campbell, you have the experience, but I think that someone has to own it. You know, if it's going to be more than some alternative like a bulletin board where people, affiliates, you know, post information about what's going on and it periodically gets renewed. If it's going to be edited and compiled and sent out, then you definitely need some ownership of that process. And so I would really look to see if someone has the skill and patience and time to do that in order for it to move forward. Other than that, then some alternative of sharing information like a bulletin board may suit the purpose of having a place where people can post information that, that's important, relevant, interesting, and so on. I know BAI, the general manager, produces a monthly newsletter, and you know, he just has taken ownership and done that. So that's my idea is that if we can't get an owner to really put it together, then we should have some alternative to collecting the information and posting it.
I think you might be right there. Ursula, let me ask you this. I understand, from what I understand, that WBAI gets a number of journalism interns annually. Is that happening now?
Yeah, one of them actually is assigned to me, Marcin. And if he's still around, I think he would also be good to do some writing. He's actually a very smart guy. He just hasn't been answering my emails recently, so I don't know.
You fade in and out.
Oh, I'm sorry. My phone's being weird. There is one of those interns is has, at least in theory, been assigned to us, and I just recently I haven't heard from him, but I can check in with him. He would probably be willing to do writing, too, because he's very good.
Great.
Can I make one more comment about
you, the... You can. I just wanted to mention that Teresa also is on the SAG here. She asked me on there for a little while ago. But go ahead, Ursula, and then Teresa. Thank you.
Well, you know, I think it's possible that what we may be talking about is the beginning of repopulating PacificaNetwork.org, because the website has been asleep for 5 years, which is a very, very bad thing for an organization. And... you know, it seems like in some ways, if we're talking about doing these various enterprise, you know, kind of journalistic enterprises and building different types of information, that we could be talking about populating the website and then the newsletter just being a monthly or weekly or whatever email telling people what the different stories are with teasers, with links to our website. Maybe that's what we're talking about. I mean, that would be, as far as I'm concerned, that would be great, so that we could create different departments on the website for these type of, you know, projects to see which.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds great. Teresa.
I want to call to people's attention that most people or many people on this call have never been to Grassroots Radio Conference and have never seen the Grassroots Radio listserv. There is sometimes a really lively exchange of information on there. And when John is talking about, oh, well, maybe what we just need is, I don't know, what did he say? It was an idea exchange, whatever term you use, John.
Bulletin board.
A bulletin board. Maybe that's what Grassroots Radio listserv is. I mean, it's these professionals exchanging a lot of ideas. Sometimes they get kind of philosophical. Sometimes they talk about technical problems. Sometimes, you know, they're asking for help. You know, what do you think about volunteers? What do you think about this new FCC rule? You know, and it can be quite intriguing. So, but I guess we need to seriously think about what is it that our affiliates need? What do they want and need before we spend a lot of energy? I don't know. I mean, is there a need for this?
Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Didn't we, a couple of calls ago, agree that, well, at least some of us wanted to have, we were going to be put on the list, the listserv? I thought that was something that was supposed to be happening. And
was it Pacifica Announce or GRC?
The GR, well, both, I think.
Ursula.
And you know, this is considering getting 75 or more emails a day. I do this with some trepidation.
Campbell, before you go any further, can I ask who on, now I'm on both of those, GRC and Pacifica Announce, so who else here is on those emails as well?
I am.
Teresa is, and Kim, are you on them?
Yeah, I'm on both.
I'm on GRC only.
And John?
Neither.
Are you right? Would you like to be on them?
Yes, I would.
Me too.
Okay. Okay.
You know, what I can do with Pacifica Announce is I can digest. You can get it as a digest, so it doesn't. You know, so it can stay compartmentalized if you want.
I don't think you're talking to the mic or to the phone.
So John and Campbell are going to want to be on Pacifica Announce?
Yes.
Please.
Okay.
And what's covered, Ursula, what's covered on Pacifica Announce?
It's just announcements about programming and technical issues, national programming and technical issues. It's purely a work.
Please speak into the mic.
You can't hear me?
Well, you're cutting
in and out. Sometimes, and then it sometimes sounds like you're turning and going across the room.
Okay, I might have to get my cell phone out. Pacifica Announce is a working listserv. There's no discussion. It's just announcements about nationally syndicated shows, special Pacifica coverage, and technical problems when they arise. It's the announcements that people who are putting shows on the air are using for technical and program information. That's all.
So people that aren't programmers, is there any reason that we would benefit from this?
Well, just I would like to, I think it's interesting because you see some of the programs that are syndicated, you see what they're going to be talking. You find out what Mind Talk, who they're interviewing on Mind Talk, and David Pakman, you find out what his topics are and what he's talking about, and you know who his guests are. I find that fascinating because I think that I get ideas of maybe what should be covered on my at my station.
Excuse me, Akina. I'm sorry.
Akina, go ahead.
Yes, I was going to say I'm neither on of those lists. Can you please put me on those lists?
Oh, wonderful.
I just want to say that Ankine is Maria Armudian's producer, and Maria, either by Maria or Ankine, uploads her weekly program.
I've seen things about Maria's show on
yeah.
Pacific.
I guess
yeah.
Maria does it,
yeah.
Right, Ankine?
Well, I'm the one who uploads it.
Oh, okay, so... You know.
Would there be a daily digest?
Yeah, you can digest Pacifica Announce. I don't know how to do it, but I can tell Chris to do it, and I'm sure he can do it.
This is John. I need to step away for a minute.
Okay, can I also can make one more point? I'm sorry. This is Ankine. Can I say something else, too?
Yes, I said one more point, then I want to move to the survey of the affiliates. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. I was looking actually right before, I think it was Ursula who talked about PacificaNetwork.org. I was looking at it, and I was just thinking the same thing. Like, I was looking at it thinking, why aren't we working with this website? Because the website
yeah.
already has feature stories. It has all these other news releases. It just seems like what we're doing is kind of a repetition. But if they need information, if there's not enough coming in, well, we can ask affiliates to post things or send things to this site, and we can work through that and And I like that suggestion of them sending out something that links to this website. Because I didn't even know. I've been doing this radio show for 6 years. I didn't even know this site existed. So.
Oh, okay.
We need to get the word out, it seems like, to the affiliates.
I agree.
And I'm excited about knowing what's going on with other affiliates. As somebody who has a show in KPFK, I don't know what's going on with other stations. So.
Well, there we go.
That's good. So I need to tell you all, at my station in Atlanta, I've asked Ursula to help get a number of folks on at my station, on both Pacifica Announce and GRC, and everybody is just really getting a lot from seeing what's happening around the country. I just, before we leave the newsletter area, Teresa importantly asked whether or not this is something that the affiliates might be interested in. I think that's a really good question. So what I'd really like to be able to do is this, in the month of May, is to get a notice out, some kind of wording, and Campbell, I'll talk with you about this as well, of course, to get something out to the affiliate saying that we're wanting to do this. And maybe we want to craft it in a way that will assume that we're going to move forward on it, but to get some responses from people. I also intend on talking with Diane in New York about doing some writing for us. And in the meantime, we can begin thinking about somebody else taking the lead in this altogether. But I know we don't have that right now, but I really think we need to move forward. This is one of the directives we had early in the year, actually, about what we were going to do. And I also think that making these connections is really a powerful experience. You know, I mean, I think that a lot of folks, they're just out there doing this work, but are kind of isolated sometimes. And I think this is one way that we can really make this connection. I think it's really important with a lot of shared experiences. I'm not going to go into that forever. I'm sure you all probably agree with that. But, Campbell, I'm going to get with you, and what I'd like to be able to do is come up with some wording to get something out to the affiliates this month about this, if that's okay with everyone.
Sounds great to me, without objection.
Okay.
Heather, before we move on, I think it's important that the members of the task force begin participating in putting together the mailing list for this newsletter, or this, you know,
okay.
even if it's just an email that sends out links to the website, we need to know who to send it to. And I think that's a job that everybody on the task force can play a role in.
Yeah, because we want this national, and it can be thousands of people, actually. I know we'll be starting somewhat small, but the emails from your various Pacifica stations, whatever you think is appropriate. You want to say anything else about that, Ursula?
Well, I just think we should come up with a way to start doing it. We should give ourselves an assignment. Like, you know, at the very least, bring 10 people, you know, bring 10 groups of people, or, you know, 10 email networks, or start creating a list of who you know that we can put on our mailing list.
Right. Ursula and I were talking about the names of individuals, but also perhaps some listservs, right, that we could send to as well if people have ideas. So
yeah,
you were saying 10. Go ahead.
And I think on the survey we should ask the stations if they have email groups that they would be willing, you know, that they would be willing to give to put us on, so that we can send out this email once a week, like to their producers, to their listeners, to you know, their staff, whatever they have, to their governance bodies, that we put that on the survey so that we can get that information from them. And I think we should also provide that information ourselves to the, I mean, sit down and make a list of 10 groups and 20 individuals that you think should be on this listserv. Does that make sense?
So,
I mean,
Sounds good.
And so we'll send an email out to everyone in the task force, but for those of you who are on, is this something that you could do in this next month? Come up with a listing? Is this a chair of people who we could put on an email list to get information about what's happening with affiliates?
And what kind of information do you think you'd be sending out?
The newsletter.
I know, but what would it cover? all kinds of things.
That's what we've been talking about for the last half hour. I mean,
so whatever, what you know,
whatever yeah. we end up creating, you know.
Okay, all right.
I think maybe yeah. I'll locate the thing that previously we had formulated on that and some discussion notes. That's I think a good point. You know, it's almost like an issue that I raise from time to time when people talk about things. We think that we're seeing the same picture, but you know, I almost have to go back to someone who I think is something of an icon in this country, and that's Lee Iacocca. And he said, if it isn't on paper, it doesn't exist. So we got to get it.
I'm inclined to agree, actually. But
well, I think what will happen is we'll start to create a voice for the network, which is, you know what I mean? It'll start to become a voice of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
So I'm sorry, when you say we get a list of, let's say, 10 names, are you looking for other show hosts, producers, anybody affiliated? Because I thought this is going to maybe one person at each station will be receiving this email. I guess I'm wrong.
No, I think it should go to as many people as we can send it to. You know, okay. It should go to listeners. It should go to staff. It should go to producers, to board members, definitely the LSBs, you know, everybody that we can possibly reach.
Okay.
I agree. I think that the more that we put people in touch with, knowing that the universe of Pacifica and our interests does not end at when they walk out of their station door. You know, mm-hmm. it isn't something that's just in their station when they have their committee meetings or LSB meetings or whatever like that, that there's more to this. And I think that as we can communicate that and hopefully that would have been something, you know, that would just as a matter of course come down from our national organization. It's certainly the kind of thing that I've tried to do in being on the national board. But people locally can have like little or no interest. The national PNB report gets to be the last thing on the agenda, and so it's something that it's, you know, it may have been a 5 or 7 page, you know, report that was written because it includes like 6 or 7 different committee reports as well as what the national board meetings have been engaging. But, you know, folks in the local station board, they don't have any real interest because their universe ends when they walk out of the studio or out of the reception desk. You know, that's and I think that we have an opportunity to be, you know, to take advantage of this shortcoming by being able to share with the local station boards a range of information that we can offer them. And that's, I guess, an opportunity that comes about because of a dysfunction in our network. But it's, you know, I think that, and it would be much better for our network as a whole if people had a broader view of it that goes beyond my station. Because, like, in my station, the view is my show. That's what programmers are concerned about. My show, period. They may give you all sorts of other wording about stuff. Oh, I'm dedicated to Pacifica and WPFW. But it really, when you get down to it, it's my show. So I think that it's excellent that we share this with as many folk as possible and help them get a broader vision of Pacifica.
Thanks, Campbell. I want to move on. It's almost 20 of 10 here, so I'd like us to end this meeting at 10 o'clock if possible. And we're going to go into the discussion of the survey, and I want you all to know that we're going to move forward on the survey. I'm just really pleased about this. So Ursula, how are we going to do this? We're going to send it out, right? We're going to get this process started.
Well, yeah, I mean, we can set it up as a, to send out. And it'll go out, and we'll get some responses. And then the work will really start. I think we should wait 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then the real work starts of dividing up the stations and calling them.
Okay.
Are they going to station management?
Yes. Yes, they're going to the station managers.
Okay.
So what we'd like to know is how many folks in the task force actually would be interested in calling some of the stations. As Ursula was saying, we have about 170 stations, so that's going to be a fair amount of work. We don't know how many stations are going to respond to the survey, of course, but even if each of us took about 10 stations, is that possible?
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll call 10 or even more, yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. One thing that may
Campbell,
be useful...
Campbell, could you do that? Would you?
Sure. I'd be willing to. One thing I was just going to suggest is that, Ursula, you know the stations personally, I think, too. I don't mean anything untoward by that. But...
Really?
Well, I mean, you're better acquainted with folks, and you know folks who are self-starters, folks who can catch a vision of something and say, gee, you know, this survey thing could be of value to our station. And maybe that's someone who would be better for us to, you know, have as our first contacts, if you could put them in a list from the ones who we're liable to get more positive response from, so that we can hone our skills as we go along.
Okay. No, that's a good point. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing. No, it's a good point, and I certainly am happy to do that.
Ursula, when does the survey go out?
We can put it out. You want me to put it out by end of next week?
That'd be wonderful.
All right,
okay.
By May the 11th.
Okay.
And will there be an announcement on the Grassroots Radio listserv that it's going out?
No.
That'd be helpful. No?
No, there's no. I don't think there's any reason for that. It's a different world, you know. I mean, because Grassroots Radio listserv is not. It's much many more stations than our affiliates. So.
Okay. Yeah.
It's kind of mixing apples and oranges there.
But you're going to put it on Pacifica Announce, right?
We have a different listserv for the managers of the station. I'll send it out to that.
So let me just ask Tim and Chandra, I'm putting everybody on the spot here, but is this something you all could do as well? Making calls to some stations?
This is
Would you have the time?
I will call 10, and I know that Jim Boyd will call 5.
Oh, wonderful. Well, what we'd like to also do is have some kind of goals here as to when we're going to get this thing finished. What sounds realistic to you, Ursula? In a couple of months?
Yeah, September.
By September to get this finished. Okay.
Yeah, if we're really dedicated. I mean, this is hard stuff to, you know, it takes a long time.
No.
Yeah.
If we're really serious and task force members are really willing to help, I think by September we could have a report.
Campbell Force
okay.
Staff.
So, wait a minute. This is May, June, July, August, September. That's
May the
4
30th.
Months. Yeah, we could
okay.
do it by September. We might be able to do it by August.
Okay. Campbell, go ahead.
Yes. I was thinking that one thing that we would be well advised to consider is the impact. That's going to be when you're, Ursula, when you are getting some folks to re-sign up. And, in fact, it may be that one of the parameters you might want to consider in terms of who do we talk to first would be the folks who signed up for more than 1 year. And, you know, I mean, it, just off the top of my head, that seems as though it might be a good thing. But when we get to people, like, say, in June, July, August, who are people whose membership is expiring, you know, maybe it may be appropriate to look at a nuance that can kind of help encourage them to continue with Pacifica. Would that, does that make sense to you?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, most stations are not going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Even the 1 year ones, the most of their reasons for not doing 2 years, quite frankly, had more to do with the fact that I didn't offer it to them.
Uh-huh.
Because I wasn't, I didn't feel that the fee they were paying, we wanted to be locked into. So I don't think that there's a big danger of attrition at the end of the year.
Right.
But it's an interesting idea. I mean, in some ways it does make sense to first go for the 2 year stations. I could see the logic to that.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it makes some sense. I don't think you need to worry though about stations dropping out. That it would be unusual if that happened. You know, I don't know. But yeah, that's an interesting idea. We should. I certainly can break it down that way.
Okay.
Excuse me. I apologize. I do have to go back to editing. This is Thursday, so we'll record and edit. So not to be here till midnight.
Thank you.
Yeah, and let me know what I can do by email with whatever you need to do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Who's
thank
that?
You.
I'm not catching the voice.
Could you please just you know, I know this is redundant, but if you could send me an email with your email address, then it would just make it easier for me to put you on Pacifica Announce. Or Teresa, can you send me? I mean, I just, you know, it's. It would just help me if I just had it. I can just put you on.
Teresa, can you do that, or should I send it to?
Hello.
Hello.
If you could just send me an email with your email address, I'll just do it. That would be the easiest.
I can do it, Ursula.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Great.
I have your email. I'll do it.
Okay.
Okay. Great. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Take care. All right, so do we have anything else we want to say about the survey?
This is Teresa. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I have down that Ankine, Campbell, myself, and Jim Boyd will call affiliates. Is there anyone that I missed?
And Heather will too.
Okay, anyone else?
You can put me down. I'll see how it goes.
Okay.
I promise you it'll be pretty fun. It's you know, you're... These are pretty great people to talk to.
Put on an action item, Teresa, that we'll send an email out to everyone, you know, saying that we're going to start this and looking for folks in the task force who will call affiliates, okay? So
okay.
We'll do that too. Yeah. So I don't think there's anything else on the agenda. Anything else?
I only have one little question before, and I think my minutes are ready to go out as soon as I get this question answered, and that is, Ursula, if you could tell me in one or two sentences what your message is about what's happening with AudioPort. Could you tell me, and I'll put that in the minutes, because I had a hard time figuring out how I could report.
Okay, we're establishing locally based AudioPort managers at each station. Who will oversee who at that station uses AudioPort and make sure it's used properly, and we're training them how to do that, so that the accounts can be created more easily and more accountably at the local stations instead of through Pacifica National.
Say that one more time. You're establishing locally based managers at each station.
AudioPort managers at each station, uh-huh, who are responsible for creating the accounts, mm-hmm, for their producers and for making sure the audio ports is, you know, being used properly and removing people who shouldn't be on in audio port. And we're training them how to do that.
Okay, thank you.
And we're developing a list of the people at the stations who are managing audio port.
Okay.
After we're finished with that, then we're going to move into working on changing how people are uploading programs, because there's a lot of problems with it.
Okay.
Heather, there's one more thing I'd like to say. I think that the discussion around the newsletter is really, you know, I'm very impressed in a way by how productive and interesting it's getting.
Oh, that's good. Great. Good.
All right, I'm moving.
I think it's interesting as well. You know, it's good. I was sitting here thinking that you know, at WRFG we have like a history of the creation of the station, and I've talked to some other folks. I think, you know, probably all the affiliates have interesting stories, you know, about their history. And I don't know about other Pacifica stations about their history as well, but I might just send out to a few of you all this interview I did with the founder of WRFG. I mean, it's just interesting because it was such a struggle. And then the station in Houston, you know, had the Klan bombing the transmitter. I mean, it's been a struggle to get this news and progressive views on the air. You know, it's not been easy. And I think it's an important story to tell.
You could put that in PacificaNetwork.org. You know, you could submit it, and right?
Yeah, absolutely. What could we submit? Our history, or
yeah? Well, if you put that history together, yeah, we could put it on the website. Is
well, I do have the history. I mean, I'm WRFG, but it would be good to get other histories too.
Right.
We've had at our station. We've essentially adjourned, right? But I just wanted to tell you, like, we've had our station kicked off the air.
Madam Chair, if you want to officially have the meeting closed, I would like to move that we close the meeting so Otis can take us
thank
on the
you.
Screen.
Thank you. Yes, so
it's,
I want to thank everyone.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
This is Campbell. I think that this may be something. You know, this is an interesting discussion. I don't think that we would be talking about anything that would be considered in any untoward context, although I don't think that our secretary should have to record all of this.
No, I agree with that.
But I think that it's something that, you know, at some point may find its way into a newsletter.
Well, that's true, too. So, Teresa, how could we do this then?
Yeah.
Well,
I need advice from the group.
This is not on the agenda, and it's confusing when people think the meeting is going to end and it kind of rambles on. So
yes, exactly.
It's proper to close the meeting, and then if you want to have a subgroup, you know, talk about a certain topic, that's fine. But I would like the meeting to be officially closed.
Thank you. I think that's fine. We don't need a motion to adjourn, right?
That's being unduly rigid.
Yeah, right. Okay, so the meeting is essentially closed. That's what I had said earlier, but the meeting is adjourned then.
Right.